David Caruso's Tears Found to Cure Blindness, 19th of January 2007. This is Reverend Zimulator for Run News. Miami-Dade, Florida. Eye experts confirmed today that a cure for blindness has been found, and it's David Caruso's Tears. Tests have revealed that the miraculous liquid restores vision in 100% of cases, regardless of whether the blindness is caused by retina damage, cataracts, eye loss, or seeing your grandparents at it. According to the Unnews Eye Doctor, the CSI Miami star's sobbings could spell the end of blindness, revealing a world of color and beauty to those afflicted by the condition. There's just one problem. Caruso refuses to cry. Citing artistic integrity, the ginger poser has rebuffed all efforts to make him weep, stating that I don't cry on demand, creeps cry on my demand, before turning to the side and putting on his sunglasses repeatedly. On news, tried to talk to him face to face, but he just kept turning about and saying, quote, bag it, tag it, take it away, unquote. Caruso's embarrassed PR people explained that he needs to spend all his time in character to maintain his muse. The only way any tears can be collected is if a scriptwriter agrees to get Caruso's character, Lieutenant Horatio Kane, to cry during the filming of CSI Miami. Otherwise, millions of sightless people could miss out on the beauty of the rainbow. Plot changes ahead. Luckily, big-hearted studio bosses have stepped in, stating that the newest series will have plenty of opportunities for Caruso to start blubbering, whilst keeping the show's trademark mixture of sassiness and implausible science intact. According to one trusted source, a crazy old man who lives in a trash can behind the studio, a new series of CSI Miami will open with a prostitute's headless torso being found in a barrel of fermenting onions. The scene where the barrel gets opened is sure to get Caruso's tear ducts working overtime, one source said, as we plied him with cigarettes and whiskey. Technicians will be on hand to catch the precious tears and to tranquilize Caruso if he tries to resist. The Death in an Onion Barrel episode is only the start of new plots designed to get Caruso sobbing. New character traits for Horatio are likely to prove controversial, including an allergy to fingerprint powder and constantly getting married, with the bride dying immediately afterwards. In the series finale, following a shootout at a sneezing powder factory, Horatio's latest wife, blonde gun fetishist ballistics expert Callie, is killed when Miami-Dade Police Headquarters is destroyed by a suitcase nuke, giving Caruso all the reason he needs to cry like there's no tomorrow. Then the rest of Miami is destroyed by a normal-sized nuke. This has been Reverend Zimulator for Run News. Thank you for suffering.